ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Samambonam, Chapter 13, Brahma Stealing the Boys and Calves, Text 58. Please repeat after me. Tataha Arvak Pratilabdhaksha Kaha Paretavad Uthitaha Krichrat उन्मिल्य वै दृष्टिः आचष्ट इदं सह आत्मना ततोर्वाक् प्रतिलब्धाक्षः कपरेतवदुत्थितः कृच्छ्रादुन्मिल्य वै दृष्टिर् आचष्टेदं सहात्मना ततोर्वाक् प्रतिलब्धाक्षः कः परेतवत् उत्थितः कृच्छ्रात् उन्मिल्य वै दृष्टिर् आचष्टेदं सहात्मना ततोर्वाक् प्रतिलब्धाक्षः कः परेतवत् उत्थितः कृच्छ्राद् उन्मिल्य वै दृष्टिर् आचष्टेदं सहात्मना। प्लीज रिसाइट।
Thank you.
ततोर्वाक् प्रतिलब्धाक्ष अपरे तवदुत्थिता Anyone else? Word to word. Please repeat. Tataha. Then. Arvak. Externally. Pratilabdhakshaha. Having revived his consciousness. Kaha. Lord Brahma. Paretavad. Just like a dead man. Uttitaha. Stood up. Krichrat, with great difficulty, unmilya, opening up, vai, indeed, drishtihi, his eyes, achashta, he saw, idam, this universe, saha atmana, along with himself. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shwil Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Lord Brahma's external consciousness then revived and he stood up just like a dead man coming back to life. Opening his eyes with great difficulty, he saw the universe along with himself. Purport by Shwil Prabhupada. We actually do not die at death. We are merely kept inert for some time, just as during sleep. At night we sleep and all our activities stop, but as soon as we arise, our memory immediately returns and we think, oh, where am I? What do I have to do? This is called suptottita nyaya. Suppose we die. Die means that we become inert for some time and then again begin our activities. This takes place life after life according to our karma, our activities, and swabhav, or nature by association. Now, in the human life, if we prepare ourselves by beginning the activity of our spiritual life, we return to our real life and attain perfection. Otherwise, according to karma, swabhav, prakriti, and so on, our varieties of life and activity continue. And so also do our birth and death. As explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, mayara vashe yachcha bhese khachcha habudubu bhai. My dear brothers, why are you being washed away by the waves of maya? One should come to the spiritual platform and then one's activities will be permanent. Krita punya punjaha. This stage is attained after one accumulates the results of pious activities for many, many lives. Janma koti sukrutair na labhyate. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 8.70. The Krishna consciousness movement wants to stop koti janma, repeated birth and death. In one birth, one should rectify everything and come to permanent life. This is Krishna consciousness. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatari Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Parima Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishenama हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः ಜೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So this purport, when I read last night, it is so amazing. It is like the essence of Krishna consciousness. It begins with the problem and it ends with the solution. So what is the actual problem? The problem begins in the spiritual world. According to Srila Prabhupada, we are eternally the servants of Krishna, and originally from the spiritual world. From Goloka Vrindavan or Vaikuntha, when the living entity is eternally enjoying, due to some reason, when the living entity develops an inclination for independent enjoyment or being a controller, that time the living entity, which is under the internal potency of Krishna, is handed over to Maya Devi. It's like Radharani, who is Ladini Shakti, the internal potency. She is called Vatsalya Sindhu. She has parental affection for living entities, unlimited parental affection. Like Krishna is our eternal father, Radharani is our eternal mother. But when a living entity wants to be independent and wants to enjoy separately, or develops envy, or wants to become a god, that time the living entity is given or handed over to Maya Devi. I have seen this practically in my life. My mother, she is very, very gentle person. She is very nice. And when I used to do anything naughty, or when I used to create any trouble, she could not chastise me, because she is so nice that sometimes she cannot chastise. So she had to call her sister. So she used to call my auntie. This situation is similar. When we do not listen in the spiritual world to the internal potency, then Krishna has to call Maya auntie. Like my auntie used to be, called to chastise me. So this is how the material journey, the journey in the material world, begins for a living entity. So as we know, Krishna has expansions. Krishna's first expansion is Balaram, who expands in Sankarshan, Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Sankarshan expands in Narayan. Narayan further expands in Mahasankarshan. And Mahasankarshan expands in Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu is the person from whose pores in his body, different Brahmanda are emanating. As Mahavishnu, he is sleeping in the causal ocean. He is sleeping in the causal waters, which is created by his own sweat. And from his pores, as he exhales, unlimited number of Brahmand are being emanated. And for each of that Brahmand, Mahavishnu further expands into Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Garbhodakshayi is, Garbha is like womb. Each Brahmand is like an egg, or it can be considered or seen as a womb. So that Vishnu who is sleeping in Garbhodak ocean, that Vishnu which is specific to that particular Brahmand is called Garbhodakshayi. From Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, as we know, Brahma is born. From the navel, a lotus comes and Lord Brahma is born from there. And Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, all these expansions of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada explains that it is like a candle. One candle is used to light all other candles. But still the original candle remains, as it is. Like that, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada mentions in his purport that these Vishnu Tattvas, they are all Krishna, and simultaneously they are different personality with their own behavior and their own characteristics. It is hard to understand. That is why it is called Achintya. How can they be simultaneously same? At the same time, they have their own personality, their own behavior, their own characteristics, their own desires. So, from Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, three modes, you know, to interact: the mode of passion, goodness, and ignorance. They are created. They actually exist. But as Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita 7:12, ye chaiva sattvika bhava rajasa tamasa chaye matta evaiti tan viddhi na tvaham teshu te mayi. Krishna says that these three modes, you know, passion, ignorance, and goodness, which actually bind the living entity in the material world, they come from me, but they cannot affect me. So Krishna is beyond the material modes. Here, Mayavad conception is vastly different. So what Mayavadis say is the ultimate supreme truth is impersonal. And that impersonal Brahman, when associates with mode of ignorance, then all the dead matter is created. When the impersonal Brahman associates with Rajoguna, mode of passion, then all the living entities from Brahma to an insignificant ant, they are created. When the impersonal Brahman associates with Sattvaguna, then Vasudev, like Krishna or Lord Ram, they are created. So their conception is that if we also somehow bring ourselves in Sattvaguna, we also can become God. But according to the 7.12 Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am beyond these material modes of nature. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, very nicely, he, you know, completely defeats this Mayavadi conception. So, when these three modes are there, there has to be somebody who is maintaining those three modes. So Lord Vishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, maintains the mode of goodness. Brahma maintains the passion. And for ignorance, there is Rudra. That's a different tattva. And as Krishna says that, Aham Bija Prada Pita, I am the seed-giving father for all the living entities. Now, you know, we are seeing how the actual creation is taking place. You know, now somebody has to provide the seed, someone has to create the bodies in order that the living entity which is coming from the spiritual world with a tendency to enjoy independently, that living entity has to be given a medium to fulfill that desire, to lord it over or to be a controller. So for that, different bodies are created by Lord Brahma. And the seed from Lord Vishnu is carried by Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva is carrier of the seed from Lord Vishnu to the Prakriti. So this is how different species are created according to different living entity, their swabhav and karma. So as Prabhupada is mentioning here, that karma, swabhav and prakriti, according to these, varieties of life and activities continue in the material world. And so also do our birth and death. So Krishna is the reason, you know, these great personalities are created. Like in Bhagavatam it is said, Doja Chandraka Nakshatra Kham Vishodhi Mahodadi Vasudevasya Viryena Vidrutanin Mahatmana Sasurasura Gandharva Akshaja Rakshaso Jagat Vashet Vartateidam Krishnasya Characharam. Krishna is completely in control. Jagat Vashet Vartateidam Krishnasya Characharam. every leaf, every, you know, insignificant, even an ant, a leaf, a particle of sand is completely in vash of Krishna, is in control of Krishna. And from Krishna, these great personalities are coming. So Lord Brahma is secondary creator. That's why he's called secondary creator. So he is a medium, but actual creator, actual doer is Krishna. Like this, Bhishma Pitama is praying. So all these species of life are created, and in the purport, like Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, that in the human form we prepare ourselves by beginning the activity of our spiritual life. Then we can return to our real life. Because this material world, the way it is created, it's like a prison house. So, you know, you are given a chance to become Lord, to become independent controller. But at the same time, the life is temporary. Like, right from Lord Brahma to an insignificant ant, everyone has to leave the body and go to the next body. This is the repetition of birth and death, that a living entity is forced. You know, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare shayanam. Adya Shankaracharya, he explains that the real problem of life is not that I don't have a job or I don't have a girlfriend. The real problem is, you know, people think that I do not have people to love me, or I do not have someone to pay my bills. How will I sustain? The real problem of everyone is that they have to change the bodies. Why do we have to die? Why do we have to leave behind our relationships? Why are we forced to take different bodies? You know, today we are in a tree's body. Someday we are in a cat's body or a dog's body. And after traveling through these different species of life, a living entity is given a chance to take a human form of life, where there is a chance given to the living entity to perform Krishna conscious activities, to perform the activities that the living entity used to perform in the spiritual world. And the living entity is given a chance to remember, to remind itself of its original position. Jivera swarupa hai Krishnera nityadas. That is our real eternal constitutional position, that we are eternally servants of Krishna. So in the material world, the material world itself is created as an opportunity for all the fallen conditioned souls who wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna and wanted to become independent gods or controllers, to regain their original position. That's the main motive behind, you know, Krishna's decision, or the reason a living entity is brought in the material world. And what is the solution ultimately? So there are three types of activities that can be performed by a living entity in the human form of life. You know, karma. Karma means those activities which are pious, feeding poor people, feeding who are hungry, or feeding even animals or birds, ants, or helping others, you know, taking care of orphans, or different varieties of pious activities, they will lead to heavenly life. But the problem is, even that life is temporary. So the living entity has to again come back. The second variety is vikarma. The vikarma is all sinful activities, you know, like breaking of all the regulatory principles, being intoxicated, or having illicit sex, or meat eating, gambling. These sinful activities lead to hellish condition of life. And after going through hell, for the activities we have performed, the living entity has to again go through all the species until it is given a chance to regain the human form of life. So, these both karma and vikarma, punya and papa, karma, they both are having problem. The problem is punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. That is the real problem. That we have to always take birth again and again. We are forced, thrown into the womb of another mother. So the solution, Srila Prabhupada, like I explained, in the same purport, Srila Prabhupada is also giving the solution. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, Radha Krishna bol bol, bolo re sabai, shikha diya sabna diya, phirche neche gaur nitai, mayar boshe jachho bhese, yachho habu dubu bhai. Srila Prabhupada quotes this in the purport. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, chant Radha Krishna. Everyone chant. When Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came dancing through Nadia, they gave these teachings. Chant Radha Krishna. Everyone, please chant Radha Krishna. You are caught up in a whirlpool of senseless action and are sinking lower and lower. Please chant Radha Krishna. Everyone chant. So that is the solution. Krishna mercifully comes in the material world in the form of his own holy name, and by chanting Krishna's names, by following the regularity principles and serving the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master, a living entity is given an opportunity to regain its original constitutional position. So Srila Prabhupada is saying that if we do not surrender, then the repetition of birth and death will continue. So, you know, the material world is created. So in the morning time of Lord Brahma, you know, all this takes place. You know, all the different varieties of species are created. And by the night time of Lord Brahma, 1,000 cycles of four ages, they pass. And we are only in Kali Yuga, just one age of one of those 1,000 cycles. So, at the end of Lord Brahma's day, all the planets are immersed in the causal ocean. That is called partial annihilation. When one day of Brahma ends, all the planets are immersed in that causal ocean. That is partial annihilation. And there is something called complete annihilation when Mahavishnu inhales and all the different Brahmandas that have emanated from the pores of his body, they go back into his body again. So this is annihilation. And now I'm coming to the beginning of the purport where Prabhupada is mentioning that we actually do not die. At death, we are merely kept inert for some time. So, we have this subtle body. After death, you know, we have to take another body. But when the annihilation takes place, then all the souls are kept inert until Lord Brahma, you know, takes rest in the night time. And by the time Lord Brahma wakes up the next day morning, when again he creates the living entities and all the chara, achara types of living entities, so that time when the bodies are created, again the same thing continues. So until that time, the living entities are kept inert. And at the time of complete annihilation, you know, all these living entities, Mahavishnu keeps them in the subtle form. So that's why, you know, some persons have propagated a philosophy which is quite prominent, which we hear many times, that we are not coming from the spiritual world. We come from Mahavishnu. We have never been in the spiritual world. But no, Srila Prabhupada, we have to understand this entire cycle, then we will understand how Srila Prabhupada's teachings are perfect. When someone says that we come from Mahavishnu, it is only that subtle bodies that Mahavishnu keeps at the time of complete annihilation. And when he exhales again, when the, again Brahmandas are created, that time, again the living entities from the inert form are given gross bodies. So it may appear that we are coming from Mahavishnu, but originally, you know, beginning, eternal position of the living entity is in the spiritual world. But because we have spent time immemorial in this world, it appears that we, you know, living entities are traveling in the material world all the time. That's why it is called eternally conditioned, nitya baddha. It appears that the living entity is traveling for eternity. And that's why sometimes the living entity becomes inert. And again it is given a chance in the time of next creation. So, today's purport, Lord Brahma is being bewildered. I remember one story of Markandeya Muni. You know, that there is one person who is called Markandeya, who is a person who lives many days of Lord Brahma. So that's why this person has seen, you know, everything. He has seen the creation. He has seen different varieties of kings. He has seen different types of battles. And then again he has seen partial annihilation when Lord Brahma, night time, goes to sleep. That time he has seen even the annihilation. He has seen all the planets being immersed in the causal waters. So this person, Markandeya, one time came to meet Pandavas. In Mahabharata, there is this mention. One time when Krishna, along with Satyabhama, was visiting Pandavas when they were in exile in Kamyak, one, in the forest called Kamyak. So that time when Krishna and Satyabhama, they were having conversation with the Pandavas, and there were so many Brahman personalities, and Krishna, well, they were having philosophical discussion, and that time Markandeya came there, and he looks like 16 year old all the time. He is very effulgent person. When everyone saw Markandeya, everyone bowed down to him because he is, apparently he is the oldest person there. So everyone bowed down, and later on Narad Muni came there. So naturally, Krishna, he had a plan to make Yudhishthir Maharaj the king of the entire world. So Krishna knew that in the future, Yudhishthir will become the king of the entire world. So Krishna requested Markandeya that, please, could you advise, give some moral and spiritual instructions to all of us, especially to Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is going to be the future king. Please give him guidance, because you have been here for the longest of time. You have seen many number of kings, their dynasties, how, you know, different kings ruled, how they perished, how different varieties of fights took place, how the politics was working in different times in the world. So Markandeya, it's a long discussion which you can read in Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnaya by Madhvacharya. So most important part is Markandeya says that, I will tell you one time when the annihilation took place. There was tumultuous sound, and it appeared as if the sky broke. and there was rains and there was causal ocean that was devouring all the planets. And I saw, I got frightened, and I was swimming in the causal waters. And I was traveling, looking for a refuge. That time, I saw a wonderful child sleeping on a leaf of a banyan tree. And that wonderful child had lotus eyed. His face resembled the beauty of moon. That little child was sucking his own toe of his right leg. And I was so amazed to see that even at such time when everything has been annihilated, even different demigods, they were also annihilated. How come this small child is having this beautiful smile and is playing with and sucking his own toe? That time when Markandeya went close to that child, the child said, "My dear child Markandeya, I am very pleased with you." And Markandeya got more bewildered, thinking that this little child is calling me as its child. So that was very amazing. So he thought, who is this personality? It appears that he is the origin of the entire creation, and he is the origin of the source. He is the source of all the beauty. That child said, "You must be very tired. You want to take rest?" And the child opened the mouth and swallowed Markandeya. And Markandeya found himself inside the body of that child, and he saw all the planets, all the different places. He saw everything as it is in the body of that child. He saw Ganges, he saw Himalayas, he saw even his own different places where he used to worship. He saw everything was resting in the body of that small child. And he became more and more bewildered. Like the situation of Lord Brahma in today's verse. Lord Brahma, when he saw these different cowherd boys, he thought that I have stolen all of them already. How come Krishna is still playing with the same cowherd boys along with the same cows and calves? And then he saw all the cowherd boys and calves, they turned into Vishnu Murtis, four-handed form Vishnu. And then they merged in Krishna's body. So this was bewildering to Lord Brahma. And the same way, Markandeya was getting more and more bewildered, seeing that this little child, I'm inside the body of that small child, and I can see everything as it is in his body. And then he started to pray in his bewilderment, thinking that, "Please, Supreme Personality of Godhead, please, help me." And that time he found himself again outside the body of that child. And then, there is nice dialogue between that child and Markandeya. And then the child introduced himself that, "I am the Supreme Person, Lord Hari." At the end of the creation, when everything is destroyed, everything takes refuge in me. And you must be tired so you can take rest. So again he devoured. And that's how he had actual personal interaction with that wonderful child. And then Markandeya is telling to all the Pandavas in that assembly of Brahmanas, in the presence of Narad Muni, he is telling that, "My dear friends, all of you, that person, that small little beautiful darling child that I saw in the causal waters, that person is none other than the person who is sitting right here with us, Lord Shri Krishna." And everyone was beautifully staring at the beautiful face of Lord Krishna. And then Krishna, it's a beautiful scene described that Markandeya is very effulgent and Krishna is also effulgent. So it appeared that sun and moon appeared at the same time. So then Markandeya later explains to Yudhishthir Maharaj that in this world, every living entity has been given a chance, you know, to perform activity according to its own choice. That independence is given. You know, the living entity can choose, at least can desire to perform the type of activity, whether the living entity wants to do a pious activity or sinful activity or Krishna conscious activity, a karma. And according to the activity the living entity performs, you know, under the supervision of Yamraj, the living entity is given different fruits according to their activities. So he explains that the person who enjoys in this life, like a very wealthy man, the person who enjoys in this life may suffer in the next life. Or a person who is taking all the trouble in this lifetime, like ascetic people, they take so much trouble, they go through so much of austerity, they go through the troubles in this lifetime, but they enjoy in the next lifetime. There is third category where there are people who stick to Varnashram. They follow the Varnashram Dharma, you know, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. And according to the different duties prescribed in the Shastras, if one sticks to that, then that person enjoys in this lifetime and also in the next lifetime. And the person who is sinful, who doesn't want to follow any prescribed scriptures, that person is neither happy in this lifetime nor in the next lifetime. So Markandeya says, but you do not have to worry, Yudhishthir Maharaj and all of you Pandavas, you do not have to worry because you are the devotees of Krishna. You have taken refuge in Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the most merciful, and because Krishna is on your side, your victory is guaranteed. So the same way, we all, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have been given an opportunity to take shelter of Lord Krishna. And if we stick, you know, if we hold on to the process and follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, then we will surely go back to Godhead. And as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, this is the essence of Krishna consciousness. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Anybody has questions or comments? Archita Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a nice presentation and for accepting this class on short notice. But there's one very small but significant correction. You're using the Karna Ocean and the Garbha Ocean interchangeably, and that doesn't paint the right picture. Whatever happens inside the universe, like when you're talking about the planets being immersed, that's the Garbha Ocean, not the causal ocean. The causal ocean is outside of the universe.
Yeah.
So if you don't use them properly, then you don't get the right picture. So outside you have the Karana Jal, that's why you have Karana Dakashai or Mahavishnu, and inside is the Garbha Jal, and therefore you have the Garbha Dakashai Vishnu. So when the planets are immersed, they're immersed in the Garbha Ocean, not the causal ocean.
So yeah, what is the English term for that? What is the English term for Garbha Dakashai?
What is the English term?
Yeah, so you said causal for
Karana Jal means the causal ocean.
Yes, and for Garbha.
And the Garbha, like you said, Garbha is like the womb.
Right, but what is the English term?
You could say the amniotic waters.
What is that?
Just like there's amniotic fluid inside the womb, you could say.
Yeah, because Prabhupada uses causal ocean, that's why. Because for the Garbha Udaka, I didn't find English word, so that's why I used causal for both. I saw the same for when Markandeya Muni was swimming, right? So that is also called causal. So I don't, like, that is used causal only. The term, I don't know what is the English term for that. So it's like causal, cause means karan, like karana udaka shayi Vishnu.
Yes, right.
Karan means cause, udaka, water, shayi means the one who sleeps. And for garbha udaka shayi, garbha is like womb, but I don't know how to explain garbha udaka shayi. How is that? Embryo, amniotic. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, bro. Any other question, comment? Jai Shrila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.